This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, November 13, written by Sergei Sisetkin, the Father who hears. From John 11, Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me." Crime and Punishment is Fyodor Dostoevsky's famous novel about a poor young man, Raskolnikov, who comes up with a plan to kill an unscrupulous pawnbroker for her cash. The murder that he commits pushes him into a profound personal crisis and anguish. The major step on his long road to confession and repentance comes as a result of hearing the story of Lazarus. Raskolnikov's new friend Sonya reads John 11 to him, with unusual power and authority in her voice. Dostoevsky's masterfully interwove much of John 11 into his narrative. Why did he choose the story of Lazarus? Perhaps because it is such a powerful testimony to Jesus, as our only hope in the face of death and despair. Jesus enters the most hopeless situation, and in a miraculous way fills it with hope. He turns tragedy into triumph, and death into resurrection. In the prayer of Jesus that we read today, he addresses God as his personal Father. We know that the Father and the Son are part of the Holy Trinity. It's no wonder that Jesus expresses his thanksgiving and full commitment to his Father's will. As followers of Jesus, we have the privilege of praying to God our Father, who always hears and loves us, and who gives us the sure hope of resurrection. Will you pray with me? Father, we praise you for the hope we have in Jesus. As your children, we can come to you with the assurance that you hear and respond in your love and mercy. Thank you for that amazing blessing. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.